Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chuck Landington. After a week off, your hosts have 7 days worth of entertainment sperm built up in their comedic testicles. So be prepared to take a 2-hour cum shot of laughter. All over your face, the Metal Injection live cast returns. Now.
2 weeks and 9 minutes. Hey, everybody.
We are back.
Should somebody maybe go in the chat room and let everybody know to hit play or whatever? Would it have automatically started?
They're very technologically inclined in our audience.
Welcome to an all-new live cast, everybody. We have a great show.
Hello.
We're
live in the Metal Injection Amphitheater.
I just want to say today, greatest podcast ever. On the face of the earth. No, we have a great show. We have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
And we have a sponsor this week. We have an advertisement that we will be playing shortly.
Mm-hmm.
That should be exciting.
What?
Yeah. Guy Nalotraman.
Vagisil. Noah's ears perked up when he said that.
So it should be pretty exciting. We're also back on the air.
And no, our sponsor is not KY Jelly.
No. We won't just allow anybody to sponsor the show. We have to actually like the product.
And it's music related.
Yeah, we think this is a great product. We think this is something our fans will be really excited about. So it'll be really cool a little later on.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, one of the reasons why we didn't have a show last week was because I was at the Revolver Golden God Awards.
Right.
Well, I was flying there. It was actually last Thursday, not last Wednesday. But the craziest night ever.
What happened?
Well, we've been posting interview clips on the site, and it was just working the black carpet was absurd. We got there really early to get, a good spot.
I thought you looked very dapper.
Oh, well, thank you.
When do you get anywhere early?
Well, this was important, so we have to get there early.
Was Frank in charge of arrival time?
We purposely got there early because last year we were way too late.
And whose fault was that?
Was it mine?
Yeah, you needed to get sneakers. We drove to that strip mall to get sneakers, and then
why did
you
need sneakers?
That does sound like me, actually. Probably because we went hiking, right?
Sandals were not allowed on the black carpet last year. So Frank was out of luck. Little known fact about Frank, he always wears sandals. Sockless.
That's not true at all.
Sockless sandal Frank, that's his name.
Anyway.
So yeah, we got there early, and then we were just standing around for over an hour, and a bunch of nobodies walked through. And we were like, is this going to be our coverage? Is this going to be it? Just a bunch of nobodies?
Turned down the first 20 people who came through.
Yeah,
it was nuts. We thought we were gonna walk away with nothing, but
yeah.
Who was one of the people you were
turning down? Do you remember Outkast? Do you remember that song "So Fresh and So Clean"?
Mm-hmm.
There was another guy on it.
Farnsworth Bentley.
No. Starts with an S. Sheik.
Iron
Sheik. Whatever. Some guy from Outkast is doing a rock album, and he was walking the red carpet, and his publicist.
Two guys in Outkast. There's Big Boy and this Andre.
No. Hold on. Let me find the name of the guy.
Anyway, what did he do?
His publicist was practically begging for coverage, and we're like, no, we don't know who this guy is. Why would we?
And maybe then the publicist had somebody else, and they, favor. they hook you up with someone worthwhile.
You were already booked with Jumpman Hat.
Just a bunch of other bands that I've never heard of. Rat? No. Rat wasn't there. Some other band. Just really terrible bands. But then
couldn't you talk to them and fuck with them?
Eh, that's not really what I'm about. I'm not used to it.
Really?
There's one.
Okay.
But, no. It was an avalanche of metal celebrities. And it was pretty ridiculous at one point. At one point it was Slash was on there.
Did you talk to Slash?
No. Of course not.
No, I think it was Slash that didn't talk to you.
Oh, yeah. It's not I didn't blow Slash off. Slash blew me off.
She let me interview him. I asked him. I want to smell inside his hat. He's been wearing that hat for 25 years.
There were a lot. There were like a lot. Like Ozzy Osbourne basically like took some photos and then just ran away, and like everybody was just going nuts. Like,
Ozzy Osbourne.
Is he capable of running? Walking hobbled
briskly.
Away.
Briskly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he on a Segway?
He wishes. No, but we did talk to a lot of cool people. We talked to Slayer. We talked to Zach Wilde, who was actually like a total sweetheart. Like,
oh, really?
Way, way nice. Like, I kind of felt like we knew each other from the rapport that we had.
Well, you know him.
That's true.
Maybe you were lovers in a past life.
I know. Maybe we were both trapped on an island, and then like we blew up a nuclear bomb, and now we're here. So I don't know.
Lost reference.
Yeah, very nice.
But that was cool. My favorite interview though has to be Dave Mustaine, because I got to say, like, as soon as his publicist was like, "Would you like to talk to Dave Mustaine?" I'm like, "Oh, yes, of course."
Well, he wouldn't like to talk to you. They just go around fracking people.
That's what's kind of funny about the black carpet. It's like every musician or whatever, they're escorted by a publicist who's kind of like a step ahead of them, like mm-hmm. preparing the next interview for them.
Right.
And so I was like, totally. And then once we started talking, I was like, holy crap, I'm actually talking to Dave Mustaine. If he only knew how much we made fun of him.
Yeah.
On livecast.
Really true.
Not I.
You know what, though? I bet most people he meets are thinking that at the same exact time. Maybe not livecast related, but just like, if only this guy knew how much I goof on him and talk shit about him behind his back.
But we make fun of him sort of out of love, you know.
Yeah, oh, I mean,
it's sort of a respect, and yet at the same time, he's completely ridiculous.
But we can separate the man from the music.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right. I want to pull up the interview because, as soon as we started, I mean, I'm not going to – I wasn't exactly prepared with, like, Barbara Walters-esque questions. It was pretty, like – I was giving him softballs, but, like
– If you were twapped on an island, what would you bring?
But really, like, 10 seconds into it, I was just like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Like, it just did not make any sense. And here, I'm just going to queue it up.
I fucked up.
That wasn't it. That wasn't it. It's loading.
And what a piece of shit I am. I'm a people hate me.
Sorry.
There's a little banter. I said I was a big fan.
No big deal.
You're big, yeah.
Oh, well,
they said I was big. He called me fat.
He called you big. No,
talking about
your penis.
Oh, I accept that, Dave.
Are you presenting or anything here tonight?
I'm presenting, and I've been nominated in 2 categories.
No big deal, you know. You're used to it, right?
No, actually, I'm really blessed. I'm stoked about this. So,
yeah.
You know.
Cool. And how do you feel about having a metal award show in general? Like,
I think it's cool. This year, it's even better than last year, which I.
Another thing I just want to point out, like. It just seemed like he wasn't moving his face when he was talking.
Yeah, his face
was very creepy.
Like, it's like he's only talking through his teeth.
Yeah. What time, this was on Thursday night that you did this interview,
yes.
What time, like, would you say?
I would say like 7 o'clock.
So like 10 o'clock East Coast time then?
Yeah.
Almost at the exact same moment as this interview was happening, I was on the train home from a concert, and on the train I saw a girl who looked exactly like fucking Dave Mustaine.
Maybe he, like, lived in a pod or something and grew all these pod
Uncanny.
People.
Uncanny.
And that's why his face doesn't move.
She was like this 20-year-old redheaded girl with the same fucking face as young Dave Mustaine. It was absurd.
He gave all his facial muscles to, like, his pod people.
That's like it was a big thing.
Heavy metal deserves much more respect than it gets. We have a lot of fun, all of us, you know. Yeah, we party and all that kind of stuff, but we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And myself, you know, I've been invited to the White House. I've been invited to the Pentagon. I've got friends in the Secret Service and the FBI.
What? Wait. I like that he says we party, but, you know, we have fun. Is this partying having fun?
I love that was what when Blabbermouth, they embedded this video. The headline was Dave Mustaine, quote, "I have friends in the Secret Service and the FBI."
Yeah. I hang out with Obama. Michelle's a great girl. I took my feet off in the Oval Office. I had my shoes. Hey, Barack. Can you pass the salt? Yeah. This is for me. Barack gets a different song. Screw him. Brock, let's play some b-ball later. Oh, wait, I got to go to the Golden God Awards. Sorry. I got to bail. I'm real stoked about it. We have fun. We have fun. We party.
I'm
but
not
we
an
fun.
Idiot. I've also got a bill passed into law, so...
What? I think this is where I offended him.
I represent.
You got a bill passed into law?
Yeah.
What was the bill?
It was the motor voter bill. We did that in 92. Us, Michael Stipe, a couple other guys, Dwight Yoakam, and so on. And
Dwight Yoakam.
We are Americans that are proud of being part of this country. We go into other countries, we kick ass, we come back here, and we're happy to be here.
I'm really glad that I got a chance to talk to you. Huge fan.
Thanks.
Love the song. Are you excited to be touring with Slayer in the summer?
It's good for us. I was really happy to see those guys downstairs. You know, they were coming up the Escalade the same time I was, and it was just really fun to see them, you know, because we're friends. And
we're friends.
We had a long stretch where we weren't talking because of some unfortunate stuff that I'd said.
Oh,
and I'm very shocked about what I believe in.
Yeah.
And I said something, and I should have thought about, you know,
I said Slayer sucks.
When you say something, sometimes, even if you're right, which I don't know that I was, even still, it's not really necessary, you know.
Yeah.
And we're friends, and
I love...
We're the greatest heavy metal bands in the world, and we're both from Los Angeles, so
it's yeah. Like, yeah, have a good time.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Cool.
And then he leaves. What did you say? I didn't say. He's like, yo, we're from LA. All right.
Okay, I gotta go.
No, but he didn't even say that.
He said, all right, see you later. That's what he said.
Oh, he did?
Here,
we had some unfortunate problems with Slayer.
I just love that he's talking about knowing that he should think before he speaks. In the middle of an interview where he clearly did not think before he said anything that he said.
I called Kerry King a Nazi douchebag.
Yeah, have a good time. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Can I just get a... Oh, all right, just wait. Okay, he said, all right, see ya.
He said what he had to say.
Yeah. I'm only allowed to say 437 words in one sitting. My contract, I hit the limit.
I was about to ask him to do our infamous metal injection bumper.
Oh, jeez.
And I wonder how he would react to having to say, you're going to get your fix.
I won't do that anymore. You're going to get your fix of Christianity.
Going to get fixed.
That was definitely the highlight.
I called Tom Araya a hairy spick. I don't know if he got mad at me. Some things I said might have been wrong, might have been right. They said he looks like a little Mayan statue. He looks like one of those Easter Island heads. You think he's still upset?
Oh, Dave Mustaine, God bless your soul. Pretty awesome. And another...
Was he wasted, though? Like, or was he...
I'm trying
Your
to think.
Opinion.
I think I smelled alcohol on his breath.
Yeah, you said immediately after the
interview. I totally smelled alcohol on his breath.
Somebody in the chat just said you're about to get your crucifix on metal.
Perfect. Nice cancer scan. I love it.
Jesus Christ.
Another awesome moment was. We met Robert Englund, the original Freddy Krueger,
cool.
Who caught the most awesome bumper for us.
Robert Englund here, a.k.a. Freddy Krueger, and you're getting your fix on metal injection.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah, that was cool. And then it was just nuts to be there. And be, like when we were there, I was just like, what the fuck am I doing here? how the hell did we get here? You know, this is absurd.
By annoying metal musicians for your last 10 years.
That's right. Well, 5 years.
What? But, did he wear the Freddy Krueger shit?
No. He just did himself. It actually took me a minute to remember what his actual name was. I was so...
Hey, Freddy, come over here.
Mr. Krueger.
Come on, no one cares about anything
Mr.
else.
Mr. K.
I'm here promoting my charity. No, no one gives a shit about that. Come on.
He actually did have the glove at the award show.
Really? He brings it with him?
And he presented the award.
Does he put it on like his dashboard where he drives around and stuff?
Then people from the studio came and took it back. They're like, sir, we told you you cannot take this.
Oh, come on!
We have a caller. I hope it's not David Stain. 314, you're on the line with the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, I'm Ryan Sayre from St. Louis, Missouri. I just want to say I love Trivium.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
go on.
And, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Cool.
Stating his love for Trivium. Well, it needs to be said, you know.
I love tribidism. It's similar.
What is it?
That's when lesbians rub their pussies on each other. Yeah. Scissor kissing?
Smash to smash.
Tribidism?
What? Tribidism. That's the technical term for it.
How do you not know that, Rob? Come on.
Do you not get Darren's newsletter that he sends out?
I worked so hard on that, God damn it!
Oh,
like Scissor Monthly. This week in Tribidism.
E-Tribidism.
I would subscribe.
E-Tribidism.com, everybody. Don't reserve that. I'm going to get that after the show's over. And what else happened there?
Well, yeah, that was like the black carpet. You know, I met a bunch of other people. We met Slayer, Vinnie Paul from Pantera, who was also really nice. He had his chest hair just like out. Everybody.
He straightened it.
It looked like it almost. And then I talked to the guys from Prong.
Wow.
I know, really exciting. But I asked
you're
Tommy.
Prong, and you're getting your fix of metal injection.
There you go. I asked Tommy from Prong about a few years ago. We played that video clip of Madonna covering Pantera.
Right.
And
he's in her band, right?
Everyone was saying that he's in her band, so I asked him about it. And here, let's just cue up that clip.
Cool. Now, Tommy, quick question. You worked with Madonna, right? You've done some stuff with her?
No.
The Mr.
player in Prong did.
Oh, okay. Because I read something online that
Monty Pittman, the old bass player of Prong. You know, Tony's doing it now, but I mean, Monty was doing it.
Right.
But I've met Madonna, hung out with her, and, like, you know, hung out with A-Rod and, you know, Madonna. I don't know if she was slept with Justin Timberlake, but I did hang out with him.
Regular slept. No, because the reason I asked is when that video clip came out of her playing Pantera riff, everyone was like, oh, Tommy Prong taught her how to play guitar.
Tommy Prong?
You were totally credited with it, so you want
to
clear the air?
Due to me in a weird roundabout way.
He taught the riff to Monty.
Yeah, and then
Monty taught the riff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in a roundabout way.
Aren't they British?
No.
Who's the bald guy? In the
how do I feel about
the
it?
The guitarist?
What's his name?
He's more metal.
I don't remember.
He looks like a Mexican Kerry King.
Funny enough, there was a dumb photographer, like a paparazzi photographer, like right next to us, annoying the fuck out of us because he had a gigantic camera, like a huge flash. He didn't know who anybody was. And then he kept going to me like, hey, is that Slayer?
every guy that says
for this guy.
The guy from Outkast too. Did he say that?
This guy from Prong.
He looks like a Mexican Kerry King.
No, dude, it's not Slayer. Stop asking me. I promise you. I'm fucking Slayer.
I like how Rob's all like, "Yeah, this paparazzi was bothering us."
Yeah.
No big deal. Me and Prong and the boys were hanging out. Yeah, we were just on the carpet. You know. Photographer kept coming up.
One of my favorite moments, though, was Dave Grohl was standing right next to us, and we tried to get an interview with him, so Rob kept saying, Dave, and every time he did, Dave Lombardo turned around and had that lost puppy face. He was like, what?
Someone wants to talk to me? Oh, whoa.
I would feel so bad. I'm like, I'm really sorry, dude. It's not you. Like five times. Yeah. You know?
Couldn't you have the decency to just talk to him one of those times?
We did. No, we did talk to him. This is right after we talked.
Would you say Dave? Hey, Dave. All right, we're ready for you now. Dave Grohl left.
Poor Dave Lombardo.
Poor Dave Lombardo.
Oh, he ain't poor.
I guess it's true.
But then you clarified. He was like, no, the Dave the drums.
No, the Dave that used to drum. Oh, well, you're not doing anything either, so.
Once the black carpet stuff was done, that was like when our work ended and when the partying began. And I gotta say, like, once this was done, I kind of like had such an adrenaline rush. I felt like I was on coke almost. Like, I was just like so pumped from like hanging out with all these people.
You probably were on coke. Probably a lot of it floating around.
Someone like just contact high.
Somebody put it on the mic, and then I just put it too close.
You
to my
did
nose.
Talk to Lemmy.
That's true.
Oh Jesus!
Those cocoa puffs.
Awesome.
If he squeezes one of them at you, cocaine shoots out.
Oh, yeah. He's got like 1% blood and 99% coke in his bloodstream.
Face nipples.
You think he could nurse a litter of puppies of this way?
Yes, he has. Yes.
Oh,
he's got that
the whole Vietnamese family for like 3 months. He's
What's with all these singers with broken faces? Like, Dave Mustaine can't move his twitch his eyes or anything.
It's hard living, man. It takes a toll.
Yeah.
And pyrotechnics blowing up in your face if you're James Hetfield.
Oh, Cancer Scare is a good line in that in the chat room. Was the Coke Coke-alicious, Rob?
He's two for two, that guy.
I like your Cancer Scare.
A thousand. Someone said that might be Cancer's Care.
Oh.
As in, you know, like the astrological sign.
You should call in and clarify.
Yeah, call in. Win a CD. What are you doing? Come on.
Yeah, do we still have CDs?
Yeah, 646-929-1357. Sorry, Rob.
Yeah, that's no problem. And funny enough, I see there's a Dino Cazares eats babies in the chat. I have a Dino story. Because I think I mentioned this on the show before, how Dino kind of called us out. Like when we were in L.A. from Fear Factory.
Oh.
So we kind of have beef, but I wanted to interview Fear Factory. So I interviewed Burton C. Bell, who's the vocalist. And I totally saw, as I was interviewing him, Dino shooting me a look of like, yeah, you promote my band.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
What's the beef with Dino? I don't remember.
Too long of a story to get into.
We got 2 hours.
Well, no, because we posted that video of Tommy Vex, who was in Dino's band, talking about why he quit the band.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And
basically, Dino and his wife took it personally and hold us accountable for, you know, running the story or whatever. And whatever, they're just being retarded. We had nothing to do with what he said. I mean, like, we just gave him an open forum to do whatever he had to do, you know.
Right.
But I don't know. They don't see it that way.
You're supposed supposed to argue with him. That was the problem. You said, no, that's not true on the air.
Yeah, like, what are we going to do?
And then didn't Frank have sex with his wife?
Frank?
I would not. Hell no.
Oh, nice. Let's get more trash talk.
Is she heinous or just because they're married?
She is with Dino.
Oh, well, it's true.
It's her imagination.
Okay.
She's actually not bad for Dino's wife, I got to say.
Can we see? Is there some Google pictures you could find, Rob? I'm curious now.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm not even really sure what this Dino guy looks like. Like, I have a Fear Factory on, but I don't really leaf through the liner notes too often.
It looks like Fear Factory fan.
Are they all in spacesuits and
that's
shit?
That's funny. Dino's wife brings up her MySpace. Like on Google.
Oh.
That's all right. Or is that a sister? Yeah, her profile sits private. That's unfortunate.
She's got a nose situation that's unpleasant. She's got a nose like a husband had to try to teach her a lesson a few times with the fists.
Oh, shit.
She didn't learn.
I'm going to be pissed at you.
I'll have a nose like that before long.
Oh, and I met Ben Margera. That was kind of cool. He was actually really nice for a guy that was, like, out of it.
Did he punch you in the stomach?
No, he did not. He did not.
That's disappointing.
But who else
did you call him Johnny Knoxville by accident?
That would have been funny.
No.
I kept trying to think of something dickish to say to Dave Mustaine, but I was like so...
He would have caught you.
Yeah. I was just so in the moment that I couldn't even be a dick. I was like, oh, my God, I'm talking to Dave Mustaine.
Why'd you want to be a dick?
For a comedy effect.
I don't know.
Not to Dave Mustaine.
Yeah. Not to Dave Mustaine, no.
I still feel no matter what a dick he is, he commands some kind of respect. Just for, you know,
if you wanted to be a dick, you could have just been like, when's the last time somebody in Metallica returned your phone call?
No, then you'd get shot.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Dave Mustaine shoots metal injection interviewee.
Well, he might have a nervous breakdown and roll to a ball.
Oh, awesome. Or just pretend your phone's ringing and be like, oh, it's Kirk Hammett calling me. He doesn't want you, don't look at my phone, though. He doesn't want you knowing his number.
Hey, this is Brian Posehn.
Oh, whoops. Anyway, I interviewed Brian Posehn, and he had a really, really funny line.
You want to explain who Brian Posehn
is? Brian Posehn is a comedian who is a big metalhead. He's actually putting out a comedy album, and he performed at this thing. He got like a bunch of musicians that he knows. He got Scott Ian, Brendan Small of Death Clock.
Will Scott Ian say no to any project?
Well, they're really good friends, him and Brian Posehn.
Even still.
I guess not.
It's John
Tempesta, and also the vocalist of Madonna's. He got her to do guest vocals on it.
Wow.
This Scott Ian thing, though, raises the question, how come he's never been a guest on the live cast? He doesn't say no to anything. Just ask.
Yeah, I should.
You should ask him just to hang out with
us. It's a New York show. He's a New York guy.
It's true.
We saw him at
the Steel Panther show, yeah.
He went on stage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he was standing next to us the whole time.
Yep.
With Brian Posehn. Brian, it's awesome talking to you. First of all, love the Slayer routine. Anytime I blow a dude, I always yell Slayer. Just to make it not gay. Yeah, no big deal.
It's spreading. Nice.
Now, last year you hosted the awards. This year you're performing.
Yeah.
Next year, are you going to get the honorary legend of the Ultimate Guitar Guy?
I hope not. You know, and I want to be around for a while before they give me the legend award. That usually means you're done, right? So.
Right. Yeah. Well, Ozzy's not done. He's still kicking.
Zing.
That's great.
Good times. But yeah, you can watch all the interviews, of course, on the site. We have a wrap-up video and then all the interviews separated as raw interviews. There's like 20 interviews. It's pretty nuts. We did a lot of work this year.
You were like the Ryan Seacrest of metal.
It's actually really nice to see Dio live and walking.
Yeah, he was there too. He was alive.
Oh.
Was a chunk of his stomach missing?
Oh.
I didn't see.
Come on.
He's probably wearing his shirt. Yeah, come on.
Well, he likes to wear tight shirts.
He's not like one of those guys from Jersey Shore that just shows his abs.
Oh, you think he would stuff his?
Yeah, he'd put some putty in there or something.
He's does he look sick though? Does he look?
He looks fine. He looks like Dio. I mean, it's the first time I've seen him in person, but.
Where did he come up to on your body?
I was never really that close to him. I don't know, Frank. Frank, you'd be a better.
Yeah, I've actually met him before, but he's like up to my chest, basically.
Aww.
And Rob is like another.
That would be like up to Rob's thigh.
And that was when I was like 21. So
you grew more? Or he
probably,
shrunk?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You shrink as you age, so you probably shrunk. Sorry.
So did you.
Think about it. Yeah. Now he's just. His name shrunk, too.
So that was that.
How was your trip other than work?
It was fun. We ate a lot of In-N-Out Burger.
Oh yeah. Where was this exactly?
L.A.
No, what part? Like Hollywood.
The Golden Gods. It was It was like right across the street from the Staples Center. It was called Nokia. Okay. And then the next night we went to this OFEST show, which was like a few blocks away from our hotel. The hotel that we stayed at when we went with you to L.A. That Ramada. Yeah.
That was nice.
And that was pretty awesome just because, like, just seeing all these celebrities. We met George Lynch.
Oh, yeah?
Like
George Lopez?
No, George Lynch of Dawkins. Well, it was certainly interesting. The guy's definitely a character.
You met him walking around?
He was just, someone introduced him to us. Like, we were in, like, a circle of people talking in the smoking area, and then he came out, and someone there knew him. And like, oh, you know, the guy's from Metal Injection. They run a metal website. I'm like, this is George Lynch. And I'm like, oh, I think I've heard of you. And then
and that went over well.
And then he walked away.
That was it. But then I just kept staring at his face. And I'm just like, oh, my God. There's so many different patterns. Just he's got a lot of work done. But his hair looks just like fake.
What did it look like?
It looked like a puppet's hair, you know, like it's like plucked in, you know. Just
kind
like,
of like Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
Totally. We're such bitches. So we've mocked everyone's appearance in metal.
I hope none of these guys are listening. Like, I talked to that guy.
What the fuck?
What shit today?
What is he, a fucking supermodel? Fuck him.
Yeah, who am I to talk, right? But seriously, George Lynch, I hope you're not listening.
Yeah, fix your hair.
I doubt it.
No,
probably
cool.
Tanning now.
Didn't you go to some thing where you did a challenge? A food challenge? Or
no, we didn't do anything.
That was Austin, right?
No, we didn't.
Texas.
I didn't.
No,
yeah, there was a challenge there, but I didn't.
Maybe the car upgrade? Didn't you
what?
Like...
We did get a car upgrade, that's true.
What kind of car?
Well, when we went to the rental center, the boss, I guess, like we were with our attendant, and the boss comes up to us like, hey, you guys want to try to make a shot into this basket for a free upgrade?
It wasn't even the guy that works there. It was some guy snuck in the office.
Eccentric millionaire.
Hey! Yeah. And so then I jokingly responded, like, oh, sure. So if I make a shot, do we get a Porsche? And he's like, no, you don't get a Porsche. You get, like, the next level up from whatever you got. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll do it. And then the first one was completely off. Second one, almost went in. Like, it was right at the rim, but it bounced off the rim.
Nice.
And I guess the guy was like...
Close enough.
Yeah, the guy was like, oh, yeah, sure, give him an SUV. He's like, oh, you're a big guy, you need an SUV. And we got this, like, really crazy Saturn SUV. I don't even know.
What happens when, like, Michael Jordan rents a car somewhere? You know?
Hey, you want to make this shot?
They give him a fucking tank or something.
That's the second person to call you a big guy on your trip.
And Chris Jericho, too. Don't forget.
Oh.
He was there.
He was there, too?
Yeah, he was hosting. He was one of the co-hosts of the awards for him and Andrew WK.
Did he call you fat again?
No, I didn't get a chance to talk to him again.
Aww.
I saw him. So I'm after the award show, schmoozing with some ladies.
Oh, yeah? Isn't he married?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he wasn't like, doing anything, but he was, like, uncomfortably close. If he's, like, if his girlfriend or wife, I mean, was there, she would have been pissed.
Oh, wow.
But she wasn't.
So was it ladies, or was it Fozzie's rhythm section?
Definitely ladies. Definitely ladies. Trying to think of what else. Oh, spotted Peter North.
Oh, yeah,
at the fucking award show. That was
the fuck is he doing?
So random. So and he was wearing like an Affliction shirt. Yeah. He was like totally like trying to fit in.
Uh-huh.
So at first, I was like, "Wait, is that Peter North?" Like,
and then you went up to him and unzipped his pants, and then you're like,
yeah,
"That's Peter North."
Decorated. No. I spoke to one of the guys from Revolver who confirmed. He's like, "Oh yeah, Peter North's people emailed me like yesterday. Like Peter North would like to come to the Revolver Awards." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, I'll get him in." So
he's cruising.
Peter North was there. I'm trying to think who else I saw that was there.
You know, he's trying to get with Rob Halford. He's stalking Rob Halford.
Is he really?
Why not? Maybe Peter North wants to bang Rob Halford.
Peter North used to do gay porns.
I think he still does, doesn't he?
I don't know. But how do you think he's doing stuff?
Isn't he like more into dudes than chicks?
I don't know.
I think that's what the
Wikipedia doesn't he have his own porn site, though? With chicks? Like where he just like...
Yeah.
Well, chicks?
Yeah. Go to his Wikipedia. Let's see what the
North
final
Pole.
Word.
North Pole is his series.
Are you a member?
No. I steal all my porn via torrent.
But you don't steal his?
No, I'm saying.
Is it POV porn?
No.
I don't like the POV porn.
North Pole is like not really POV. But
you can't get the good
is.
Angles with that.
Peter North may refer to Sir Peter North, former principal of Jesus College, Oxford.
That's the one.
poor that guy. Oh, I feel so bad for that guy.
Imagine you go to his class and he's like, no, that's one.
What? I had no idea. Oh, he's from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Mm-hmm. Born in 57.
Wow.
Man. He's old.
Yeah, he doesn't look 57.
Yeah.
Anything else interesting there?
He entered the adult business in the spring of 84 by accident.
He tripped and his dick fell into somebody's pussy.
I was approached to do it, but never really contemplated it or even thought I would be in the adult business.
Right.
Early in his career, North performed in homosexual pornography under the name Matt Ramsey.
Bro, wasn't that your name in high school?
Rob Ramsey, totally.
Ram Robsy. That was Donnie.
Nothing really too revealing here.
Wow, okay.
Boring. Come on, Peter North. Where is it? But anyway.
Are you listening, Peter?
Peter, call us.
Yeah. 646-929-1357.
That's our number. Give us a call. But yeah, that's pretty much covers everything.
Glad you had a good time.
Okay, that's right. We spotted Kenny G at the Opeth show.
Oh, really? Nice. Is he a metalhead?
Apparently he sounds like a big metalhead.
Oh, he took his
time. I mean, Opeth, like, I wouldn't say they're, like, only metal. You know, they're, you know, like, a musician can respect the music enough. Like, it's not, like, so inaccessible that someone like Kenny G wouldn't appreciate it, you know?
What's his son's name? Like, Billy G or something?
His son looks exactly like him. Like,
really?
I totally, like, I saw them walking by when I was hanging out with George Lynch. I saw them walking by. And I was like, okay, that's definitely Kenny G. And the guy right next to him is definitely his son. Let me pull up a photo. I posted a review of the Opeth show.
Is that the same Manfro that Kenny G has?
Yes. Yes, he does. I posted a review of the Opeth show, and in it I include a link to a photo of Kenny G and his son, so you could you could all see the photo that I'm showing everyone in the room right now of him and his son. Yeah,
God.
Just like,
see that.
They have the exact. You think if you're Kenny G's son, you try to have different hair to not totally look like Kenny G? But no, he just an exact replica of Kenny G.
Exactly like him.
She just kind of sounds like Oprah.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing.
Yeah, but it stays this way the whole song, though.
Yeah, it doesn't pick up. But yeah, LA was cool.
Yeah.
We hung out a lot with Eyal from DOF. And that guy smokes a lot of weed.
And he's Jewish.
And he is Jewish, so we had that in common. I feel like he can smoke me under the table, because that actually happened right. Two nights.
You actually wound up under the table?
Well,
he's down there for other reasons.
We were at the Rainbow the first night we were there, and we were smart. First of all, I think that is the absolute coolest part of L.A., that you can just go to a bar and smoke weed there. Maybe it's just the Rainbow, but we were totally sparking up in there. And we were, I don't know, I think it's also the weed that he had, because the weed that we had was, like, I could totally, like, you know, function on it. But the stuff he had was such a downer that, like, by the end of the night, I literally passed out.
Wow.
Uncontrollably.
You can't believe it.
I know. I couldn't believe it either. I was upset with myself.
I need some documentation to prove that.
And then the third night, again, we were in our room smoking weed, his weed. And again, it knocked me the fuck out.
Amazing.
I'm disappointed in you.
I was disappointed in myself. I gotta say. What the fuck is wrong with me?
So we got a submission for the
that's right.
The Iron Sheik thing, the Diva thing.
Yes, Legion D, I believe, is the metal injection junkie that submitted this.
I'm gonna play that.
Yeah, let me just cue it up.
So last week we were playing the Iron Sheik clip with the Zoom It.
Come on around, please Zoom It. I Zoom It good.
That thing. So they said we should put it over Whip It, so somebody did it. I thought it came out pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I haven't heard it.
Got it?
Yeah.
Cheek sound in it,
though. Yeah.
Should be like, fucking bullshit.
Sounds what I'm talking.
Suck it, blowjob. Jim Rosella. From Minnesota.
I don't even know what that's from.
But good work. Good work all around, though.
Pretty good.
We like to encourage our listeners to send things in. So.
Yeah.
And to be creative.
Yay for creativity.
I think you can beat that, please. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know that's creative when we pretty much gave the exact blueprint from what we wanted when the Zoom clip originally played.
Negative son of a bitch.
Thanks a lot, shit.
Saying.
We're never going to get a fan.
We're the creative ones.
Well, we just threw the idea out there. He actually constructed it together.
Yeah, he was productive.
Lola Gay, son of a bitch.
Also, are we looking for a new logo? What are we doing next?
It's not that we're looking for a new logo. We're looking for banners for every weekly show. If you go in the forum, I posted a PSD of our logo, and you could just submit a banner. And if we use it, we will send you a CD or something.
So once again, you could also just call in and get the CD without having to do any work.
Mm-hmm. He does have a good point, I have to say, because if you... Give the CD away for nothing.
CDs?
Give them something better than a CD.
What do we have on the CDs?
T-shirt. Well,
ask them what they want. If it's something reasonable, you give it to them.
All right.
A T-shirt.
You never want to ask them what they want.
What? Autographed
8x10s. They're going to ask for,
you.
They're going to ask for a Porsche.
Autographed 8x10s. Only you ask for the Porsche.
Oh, yeah. We have to do the Sears photos.
That's what we'll do. We'll send 8x10s.
All right. Next weekend, we're going to King's Plaza.
I'm there.
Oh, jeez.
And we're taking our portraits.
Yeah.
Don't we know photographers who could just come and do it? Like,
not
we have
the same. It's got to be in Sears.
They still even do that? I don't
Unless
even...
we have photographer friends who work in Sears.
I'm sure we have photographer friends who could recreate that aesthetic.
We'll do it in Sears, though. We'll just set
up. We'll show up for shit.
So Noah will feel good about it.
Yeah. Noah just wants to go to Sears for other reasons. She wants a ride, I guess. I don't know. Somebody to help move the air conditioner.
She wants to buy a pencil skirt.
What is a pencil skirt?
I don't know. Like a mom type of dress.
Okay.
You need to buy worker boots.
Okay.
So, Noah, you went to a bunch of shows last week, right? How was that? Anything eventful?
Well, I went to see Opeth, and that was awesome.
Was Kenny G at your show?
No,
so
but I
wasn't
saw...
That awesome, was it?
Well, I wasn't in the VIP area like some people.
We weren't in the VIP area.
But
you think Kenny G gets into the VIP area at Opeth shows? General admission.
Well, you were just hanging out with George and then snooping.
They were outside.
So
George wouldn't even get a ticket.
Yeah, he was just walking by.
He's about to panhandle it. He's like, hey, don't you guys have a website? What's going on? Play some docking.
And?
Yeah, so I went to see Opeth, and I saw Mike Portnoy.
Who?
Drummer of Dream Theater.
Isn't he the drummer for Avenged Sevenfold?
Don't say it! Stop!
That's how he wants to be referred to now.
He's not the drummer for them. He just played on the last record.
Yeah, but wasn't
what
he angled
on
the
last
that?
Record?
He
He's
filled
like a
in
guy, yeah.
for their deceased drummer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I went to that. I went to see High on Fire.
He was in the drum kit before the guy died. Oh, it's terrible. Hold on, let me do a couple of fills for you.
You know, I think he's going through a midlife crisis.
Should have helped him with that.
How old is he?
He's probably in his 40s.
You should give him some of that young poontang, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's younger.
You don't find him attractive?
I think his kids are about Noah's age, so I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so what? That's what he wants.
67.
So he probably wants some of that, you know.
42.
I haven't met him yet, so I don't know.
I thought he's 42.
No, I just saw him.
You saw him and didn't say hello?
No, because he was, like, on a balcony, and I was on...
He was in the VIP area.
Yeah.
Mrs. Noah Portnoy. Here's some echo. I'll do that. Mrs. Noah Portnoy. It's going to work? I don't know. Let's hope he's listening, and he'll know that you have a crush on him.
Yeah. And I also went to see Fintral and Moonsorrow.
Oh.
It was a busy end of the week for Noah.
Was that one show, or is that the two separate shows?
Control and Moonsorrow?
Yeah,
it was one show.
One show.
How was that?
Thank you, Noah.
You're welcome.
She's too high to answer.
I'm not even high. I'm not even high.
Oh, yeah. We haven't gotten the music break yet. That's
I hope
about.
Noah's ever on like a trial like for killing somebody. I'm just going to be in the back. Like, where were you on the night of January 24th?
She was with me.
Oh.
All right. Should we take a music break?
I had another song to play first.
Hold on. Okay.
I found this on the internet. You might like it.
Oh my god, I don't think I heard the accent before.
You, Gil.
Where is he from?
Sudan.
Oh, the guy from.
He is.
Hold on. Yeah, this is a guy from the Sudan who like barely speaks English, and he's got a rap song.
When you said the comment, somebody said the girl in the video was the hottest girl in the Sudan. I thought that was just like a black people are from Africa joke.
Oh, no,
literally, they're from the Sudan.
No, he has a girl in the video that looks like she.
They have video cameras in the Sudan.
I think he's here though.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure. But it's like a song about taking a girl to the movies, but like all the. But he's just green screened into a bunch of like he's in front of the Golden Gate Bridge, and then he's like. in front of a
it's,
Mercedes.
It's like the "I Am a Real American" video. Hulk Hogan played air guitar.
It's exactly like
about Rushmore and shit.
But even worse, because it doesn't rhyme anything.
And because he's not a real American.
That too. A fake, well, he might be. This is the new Ja Rule song.
Something's going to be stuck in everybody's head.
Yeah, he did it.
I just want to hear some of him rapping. Yeah.
Sounds like he has a faint Russian accent.
Yeah,
I suppose.
It's the same thing.
Take a stop to the door.
I think the Russian guys need to do a duet with this guy.
He sounds like Ricky Ricardo, actually.
Hello, sir. Step to the door, Lucy. I bet I got on that movie, Lucy.
Where, Ricky?
I bet I got on that movie, Lucy. Ethel and Fred Mertz are not invited.
Date night.
Oh, I love that song already.
Yeah.
Ricky.
All right, so let's take our music break. We're going to start with this commercial that we were talking about.
Sponsor.
Our sponsor for the show, it's a big deal. Guys, pay attention. It's something you're going to want to own. And then we're going to take a little music break, and we'll be back with a little more live cast right after...
This important message from our sponsor.
This important message?
No, not right after that, though. So you screw
up. Yeah, no, there's going to be music.
After this break.
But first, a message from our sponsor.
Thank you.
Hello there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard the news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest, and slapping broads around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection, I found the perfect career for someone like Peter Steele, driving a school bus. Yes, that's right. If you're lucky enough to be a parent residing in Monmouth County, you can have your children driven to school by an upstanding citizen like Peter Steele. What does this matter? Well, after 2 months of driving these adorable little rugrats around, I realized music is still in my blood. That's why I've joined up with my star-studded A-list of friends in the metal industry to bring you Peter Steele and Friends Present The Wheels on the Bus, a compilation of songs heard on the bus driven every day by Peter Steele. You'll hear great songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb by my good friend James Hetfield.
Mary had a little lamb, oh little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, fleece was white as snow like coke.
And then you gotta have the alphabet song with my good pal, Tom Araya of Slayer.
A, B, C, D, E, F. H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U C W X. Woo! Now I know my A B C's. That's how I want you to sing with me.
Then of course, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. By Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, now I wonder what you are. James Hetfield, you think you're a big star, don't you? Well, you're not.
Dave Mustaine's a real star. I'm so sick of you. Kicking my dog, my cat, my pet gecko. I'm gonna find you, James. Let me do it. It's not gonna be pretty. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm done with this stupid song. Screw all of you. Yeah.
Of course, there gotta be a little banana phone with Rafi and a friend I just made, the Iron Sheik.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
Fucking bullshit!
Ring, 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 banana phone.
Fucking bullshit!
So appealing for us to get together and sing.
No like, son of a bitch.
Banana phone. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Banana phone.
Come on, run, please zoom. Assume it's good.
I've got my
husband. This is
and it won't be a Peter Steele Presents album without Peter Steele on it. So here I am singing The Wheels on the Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. Round and round, oh, Peter Steele's driving. Kids, can you shut up? You're ruining my flow. This is Peter Steele. I'm a singing professional and you're ruining it. Why did I allow this dumb choker to be on my song? I'm Peter Steele. I'll kill you.
God, I hate stupid children. Pick up my album, Peter Steele and Friends Present Peter Steele. Peter Steele, Peter Steele, in stores Peter Steele.
Thank you. You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast.
Why are we supposed to play something?
Yeah, I'm queuing it up. But we're back, and we promised one of our chat people that we'd play the Ultimate Warrior theme coming back.
And now we're going to talk over the whole thing.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't we talk over the whole thing?
It's not the Ultimate Warrior anymore. It's Warrior. He changed his name.
Oh, how rude of me.
He legally changed his name to Warrior.
I thought he's dead.
After this, could we hear Sting's music from the 80s?
Which one was Sting?
I don't remember, but I think it was sort of similar to this.
No, it's still on the clip.
He's American made!
That's Hulk Hogan.
That's Hulk Hogan's WCW.
He's got the red, white, and blue running through his veins.
Oh, no, I'm getting the musician's thing. No, no!
Yeah,
let me hear the Hulk Hogan WCW music.
Oh, no. Can we just hear I'm a Real American?
No, everyone's heard that one.
So?
This is like a chip is the best off. One. Yeah,
I just want to see footage of him drinking raw egg.
Oh, like the music video.
Inspirational, yeah.
Right, play Sid the video.
Yes,
that, yeah. And we'll play the song. Oh, here it is.
He's America.
Such a ripoff of Real American.
It's by Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
He's singing, though. The vocals sound familiar.
It's a woman.
Is it a woman or a man?
Is it?
Yes. It's the same guy that sang like the Steiner Brothers music.
Yeah.
Steiner
Brothers.
Not alive.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, a long time ago now.
No.
He was born in the U.S. of A.
I don't think I've ever heard this before.
So bad.
It's terrible.
U.S. grade. That's not even a thing, U.S. grade. Like, what?
He's American.
Wait, who's music is this?
Hulk Hogan.
When Hulk Hogan left WWF, which it was then, and now it's E, he went to WCW, so they couldn't use his music. So they wrote a cheap imitation.
Sound alike.
Yeah. He did that. The worst one is the Honky Tonk Man. You ever hear that?
The Honky Tonk Man WCW?
Yeah. No? First play the WWE one.
Wait, I found the one of Sting's theme. Oh, is this the one?
What was Hacksaw Jim Duggan's theme song?
He didn't really.
And then like a drum beat.
Yeah,
there's just no music to it.
And then again,
ho! The Honky Tonk Man one, they just changed like two fucking words of it.
Oh, really? I'm going to get the Honky Tonk.
Soupy Sales in the chat room says, wow, wrestling trivia. No wonder you guys are virgins.
Yeah, and you're listening to us.
Yeah.
What does wrestling have to do with being a virgin?
Why are you looking at me?
Thank you for commenting on the fact that I was looking at you then.
Oh.
She did the joke for me. I just saw visual. Oh.
Yeah, this is the Hockey Tonk Man.
I got a long sad burns and my hair slicked back from the studio town in my pink Cadillac. I'm just a honky tonk.
So then he went to WCW and they're like, I got a pink Cadillac and a long sad burns. They just like.
I think I found it.
Yep, that's it. Exact same font. I'm just a honky tonk, baby.
Whatever.
You get the idea.
Oh, but do you remember, like, Honky Tonk Man's third entrance?
His ECW theme.
What was it?
For a short-lived ECW run, Rob's queuing it up.
Wait, I got it.
No, that's Ring of Honor. That's when he was in Ring of Honor recently.
Buy your popcorn and know what size you like.
Know what size of popcorn she likes?
Yeah, that's
romance.
Like, listen. She goes home to her girlfriend. She's like, oh, my God, he even knew that I like medium popcorn. He is so sweet.
He knew that I like extra butter-flavored grease on my popcorn.
And he cut a hole in the bottom. It was great.
No, but this is actually Honky Tonk Man's ECW theme.
Okay.
DJ Quest,
the witch.
It's weird that Honky Tonk Man likes R&B.
Yeah, he really changed his look. ECW. This is his new attitude.
This is when he was just Honky Man.
Yeah. I don't like honkies, man.
Where are you coming home? 5 in the morning.
Something's going on, can't smell your dick.
Never gets old.
I like how Darren rocks back and forth when he does that.
He's feeling it.
She's been in this situation before. This is
I never had a girl smell my dick in order to see if I was fucking.
Yeah, fine. Other reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta be honest right now. A few seconds ago, Sid actually wrote that down and like, showed it to me.
Uh-huh.
And for, I would say, half a second, I'm just like, wait a minute. Why the fuck does Sid want to smell my dick? Oh, the sock.
Maybe I would tell you, you should smell your dick.
Yeah, like, what, my dick smells?
It's like, I smell your dick now. Go take a fucking bath.
He's sending you a text.
You weren't supposed to say that on the air.
No, like, when I've been with black girls, though, it's generally, like, I haven't had, like, long relationships with them. It's, like, been... It hasn't been where they
just
jealous.
Just until they post-bail?
I think a lot of them are just curious.
Until they get pregnant.
I don't go out with, like, ghetto, like,
oh, so all these
trash.
Ghetto black girls get pregnant? Is that the implication?
Well, these ghetto black girls get pregnant? You
saying
I'm
saying
don't?
Only.
No, I didn't. Well, who said anything about pregnant? I said that
she
I.
She did.
Oh, I didn't hear that. All right. You said they're on bail, you know. Like.
Well, then she said because they got pregnant.
I usually don't. It doesn't really go anywhere. It's, you know. But most of my relationships have been with, like, Latinas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Muy bueno, papi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rice and beans. And matzah.
Okay, why not?
Do they have any, like, special pet names for you?
Julie? I don't know. What?
They called you Julie?
No, I don't
Wouldn't
know.
Wouldn't it be
not
pronounced
really. Julie? I don't, like, they're not off the boat. I did have one ex-girlfriend that Rob knew who was, like, she had, like, she was, like, a, she's really, like, a white chick. She was Dominican, but, like, in personality, she was, just, like, a white chick. But then it would come out, like, every 20th sentence. Like, she'd be, it's really cold. I'm going to bring my jacket or something, you know? I don't know what the situation is. The what? The situation.
Shut up! Stop making fun of me!
It's kind of like when Noah says roulette.
Yeah, roulette. Roulette. I was on the train the other day, and when the door closes in New York, it goes ding, ding, and I'm thinking of roulette. Couldn't get it out of my head.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Oh, boy. You jacket.
And we digress.
Yeah. We're trying to find Sean Hannity with the Ultimate Warrior. Did you find that?
Oh, no, I did not.
He went on Sean Hannity's show once because now he's like a conservative, you know, douchebag, whatever. And he's like, he's talking about steroids, though. So
was he in his makeup?
No.
Did he have neon strings tied around his bicep?
No, he's wearing a suit, but like he goes on that show sometimes to talk about it, and they agree, whatever. But then he went on and talked about steroids, so Sean Hannity was like all up his ass about steroids, and he's like, will you stop? Let me talk. Sean Hannity, let me talk. You know, they're fighting with each other.
Did he go by his actual name, or did they call him the
Warrior?
Warrior
is
really?
His real name.
Oh, that's right.
He legally changed his name. I found the clip.
All right, let's hear this.
And welcome back to Hannity and Combs. Critics are taking the WWE to task over Chris Benoit's tragedy. Some say steroid abuse is rampant in the organization, and everyone just turns a blind eye to this. Joining us now with an inside look at what really goes on behind the scenes at the WWE wrestling, we have legend Warrior with us. Hey, Warrior, how are you?
Very serious correspondent. Warrior.
Warrior.
At the WWE Wrestling?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm doing super, Sean. How you doing?
What's up?
I'm doing super.
Thanks for asking.
Beginning to think that you were intimidated by my pure form of conservatism. That's why you're keeping me off the program.
Steel cage match. I'll take you on any place.
For the troops.
How long do I have to...
What are the troops?
Every fucking
celebrity.
Every time there's a interview between like someone famous or like they're talking to two people and one of them's a wrestler, the other one goes like, "I'll wrestle you anytime in a steel cage anywhere," you know, because like they're with a big dumb wrestler and they can't think of anything else to say except that.
For once, I like to see the wrestler be like, "Oh, let's do it right now.
I'll just kick your fucking ass right now, you big fucking big shot."
Well, I was on on Fox. They had like an MMA fighter on like a morning show.
Yeah,
and the guy was like,
"Yeah." But they were set up to do like a little demo.
Okay,
it wasn't
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
They were seated at all.
Why were they set up to do a demo? Like
they're idiots.
He just got his ass handed to him.
What happened?
This MMA guy was on
basically.
This MMA guy was on this Fox morning show, and like he was going to show
Fox News.
Fox News morning show. And he was going to just show, just like a demo, and the guy was like, "Hey, here I am attacking you. What would you do?" And he goes up to him, and the guy was just like, the guy just takes him to the ground, and then basically they end up in a 69 position on morning television.
Yeah. Wow.
It was hot.
So,
it was,
and the guy, the host is Brian Kilmeade, who I think back in the day actually was the announcer for UFC.
Oh, really?
Like,
really?
In the early days, I think.
I didn't know that.
And now he's punting on Fox. He's the host of the show, so. Big time.
Yeah. As long as you get money. Exactly.
To the end. Till I get finished.
All right. Well, let me, in all seriousness here. I've talked to a lot of people now in the last number of days about wrestling. And apparently, most people behind the scenes are telling me it's a little known.
Apparently, they do it in a ring. Is this true? I've never seen wrestling before.
So, like, does he mean behind the scenes of his show or behind the scenes of the WWE? Who are these people?
He basically talks to like a 15-year-old who reads like the Wrestling Observer.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey, kid. Hey, again, what is Dave Meltzer writing about wrestling today?" I don't know why he sounds like that.
Yeah, he sounds like a 50s guy, newsboy.
Yeah, see? Remember what that Meltzer said, see?
Yeah.
You're a hot scoop.
You'll never kick me alive, coppers.
Steroid use is fairly rampant. Are you willing to admit that?
Well, I mean, Benoit's a physician just got indicted on charges for...
I didn't ask you
position?
That.
Position?
Do you know widespread steroid use in...
Position got indicted.
All the way through. I mean, it's easier to say or point out the number of guys that aren't doing steroids than those that are. I mean, I don't have a stupid button on me that I can push to get stupid. And I can't...
What?
He's one big stupid button.
First of all, here's another thing. They interviewed this guy. This guy hasn't, like, Warrior, this is what, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
He hasn't been wrestling for 10 years. How does he know what the locker room is like now?
I don't know. It's like the Gary Busey of pro wrestling.
Yeah. My soul separated from my body and went to the WWE locker room.
He's a Mount Olympus. The god Zeus.
I massage Hulk Hogan back. I massage Hulk Hogan feet.
That's the ultimate cheeky baby.
I killed Daniel. Hulk Hogan.
It's a wrestler mashup. Let's throw out some other combinations and see if Darren can pull it off. What do you got? Ric Flair.
Flair's the same.
No. Ric Flair and Nikolai Volkov.
Woo! To be the man, you have to be the man. Ride the Space Mountain all night long.
That was good for...
So when does the yelling start here?
I can't not
I know.
My
I think it's a long thing,
right?
At
the beginning,
like
I don't excuse. And different... I'm not broken down. I have a healthy.
If you're saying there's a difference between use and abuse, I would argue that any use is abuse if you don't need it for medical reasons.
Well, I think that there are sacrifices that professional athletes at that level will choose to make to succeed at the business that they participate in. And I don't think that people, when you talk about roid rage for me is a pie-in-the-sky theory that people that have no business discussing the frame of mind of an elite physical athlete.
That's not the point. Look, I understand your desire to be number one.
No, the point is you're trying to say that taking steroids is bad, and I don't think it is.
I don't think it is?
Taking steroids. No, I don't.
Okay, but what about
personal freedom. I'm all for, look, this is your program. You get to talk all the time, so give me a chance.
I'm giving you a chance.
I'm all for personal freedom. I'm not on a crusade to abolish steroids in professional wrestling or other professional sports. What I'm tired of is I'm tired of having my intelligence insulted, and I'm tired of having the integrity of my mentoring assaulted all the time.
But maybe you took it in a limited quantity. Maybe you did it with a doctor's supervision. I just told you the difference between
use and abuse.
Hang on a second.
What part of that didn't you get?
Well, what part of I think any use is abuse didn't you get? But the point I'm asking.
I don't think you have no authority whatsoever.
This guy killed himself.
A professional athlete should take steroids.
This guy killed himself, his wife, and his children, and we're looking for answers. And one of the questions
I'm not going to make excuses for this monster.
I think what we want to know is, Warrior.
Thanks for talking to a liberal.
Can I call you Warrior?
We want to know
War.
Is,
War.
How widespread is this use in the WWE?
The drug test is a ruse. It's an artifice designed specifically for these sensationalized, high-profile tragedies. When people come forward and they make reasonable allegations that
the number of people that
get bored by
these guys were.
So anyway, Warrior's crazy.
Well, let me talk. You have your show. You talk all the time.
Dickhead. Let's just cut the chic with Kermit the Frog.
Oh, hello, Corbett. How are you?
Corbett.
Corbett, the frog. Corvair.
It's like a car. Yeah.
The favorite match of all my time, Corvair was there. It's a starter foot camp match.
Ah!
Yeah, Corvair. I want to show you my Corvair that I just bought. And all Canadian champion, and everybody know about that. And also, Corbett, baby, I'm so deep. Look at Corbett. My neck is bigger than Arnold. Is that right, baby?
There's a photo of him and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm sure Corbett is very... Even Colbert was there. Yeah.
Oh, you know, don't worry, Corbett. Your neck is...
He finally said it right the last time, I think.
The best part is after the interview where the puppeteer comes out from under the table and the sheik has a heart attack and he thought it was an actual frog and stuff.
I always watch Corbett. I watch the 673.
He fucks Kermit and makes him humble.
And Corbett. You was my favorite for everybody.
You know, the Crookie Monster has a bit of a eating problem with cookies.
Absolutely.
Don't plant him in cheese, but I'm not
so much cookie. Cookie Monster is my reminding my old agent. BSS provincial, any sense. Any sense gets a little bit bad, Bob, because he is too much cookie.
And he's a Jew.
I love you, Kermit Baba. You have a good day.
Who's but who's Kermit Baba?
I don't get it.
Kermit Baba. That's the Iranian version of Sesame Street.
Let me tell you, Kermit, baby, I like it. You, the Oscar the Grouch. I like it, Cookie Monster. That big bird, he's a no good piece of shit. He's a low life. Son of a bitch! I want to fuck him in the ass
and they make him have one. But Oscar the Grouch, I respect him. He's okay. He's from Minnesota. God bless his mother.
He lives in the trash can better than nothing.
Tito Santana, he lives in the trash can too. He's Mexican. Better than nothing. You're not good. Piece of shit. I respect you. God bless his mother. God bless his father, Corbett. Baby, Bubba, Rubba. Where the fuck? What was that even from?
He was at some convention signing autographs, and there was a.
But how did those two things get together? How did Corbett the Frog and Iron Sheik?
For, it was for the internet. The
what
internet.
Are you like shooting up over there? What the?
My arm.
I look over there. It's like messing with his arm. I thought there was a needle in there or something.
Keep that quiet, dude.
Sorry. Got a bit. Everything is. He can't even say baby anymore. He's like, Bubba. Got a bit, Bubba. Bubba. This is shit.
So that was the Week in Chic.
That's our new segment. Oh, you know what else happened this week? There was a fight with Ice-T and Amy Mann.
Oh, that's right. On Twitter.
You want to go through that? Because I'll be honest with you. I only know the name of Amy Mann. Like, I couldn't even tell you one fucking song that she's.
Yeah, singing. I don't know. Sid, do you know who she is?
She was like, she had like one hit a long time ago.
What genre?
What was it?
It's like adult contemporary.
Yeah, so folk.
But she's down with like cool comedians like Paul F. Tompkins and Patton Oswalt and stuff. She was in Big Lebowski. Okay. She was the one who cut her toe off, the nihilist girl.
Mm, I see.
So what happened?
So anyway, she just randomly tweeted a few days ago, Christ, there's no reason in the world anyone should ever have cast Ice-T in a television show. She tweeted
fair
that.
Enough. And she didn't think that was going to have any effect, a comeback to bite her in the ass at all.
Ice-T is also on Twitter.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what FLTG stands for?
That up. What's the context? Isn't that the Twitter gang or something? Like Ice-T.
Final level Twitter gang. Oh, okay, I see. Oh, shit. This may be time for a drive-by. Someone tell me, who is this bitch?
That's not, you added grammar that wasn't there, Rob.
Sorry. What did I ask?
Someone tell, who is this bitch?
Oh, excuse me.
Not someone tell me, someone tell.
And then, should I handle this or is it drive-by time? And then he goes, hey, at Amy Mann, he tags her. So uh-huh. She sees it. Hey, Amy Mann, stop worrying about my acting, bitch, and worry about your whack-ass music. In the meantime, eat a bowl of dicks.
Now you subtracted a word.
Oh, eat a hot bowl of
dicks.
Eat a hot bowl of dicks.
I think he invented the term eat a bowl of dicks because I remember I went to a CMJ like 11 years ago,
uh-huh.
And he was the keynote speaker.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he busted out the eat a bowl of dicks thing there. He was like, if anybody tries to drag you down, you just tell them to eat a bowl of dicks.
Eat a bowl of dicks.
So he's been saying that forever.
Nice.
I'm glad that he's still using that.
And then he... A second later, he tweeted, headshot.
Yeah. Well, what's their fucking problem anyway? He's not a bad actor. Like, he's not doing Henry V or anything, but, I mean, he's, like, a good actor for what he does, you know?
Yeah.
New Jack City, come on.
He plays a thug, you know, and a cop who used to be a thug, you know.
He's a hustler.
Yeah.
And his wife
has a big booty.
Yes. And
oh, my
booty.
God, does she ever have
Coco. A booty.
That has to be fake, though. That's
well,
not
I'm
real.
Coco.
And then Amy Mann responds, oh, no, someone just told me Ice-T responded to my tweet about him. This can't be good.
That's not
caps.
Good, bitch.
And then
she totally bitched out, too.
Yeah, she's like, I am not going to read it. I do not want him mad at me, in caps.
Right.
And then
she said something else, too, where she totally kissed his ass, and I'm sorry. Right.
Plus, I do not like to hurt people's feelings.
Aww.
I forget that Twitter is not just me and four other dorky friends ragging on TV stars. He's out there doing his job. He doesn't need any heckling from the peanut gallery. So I'm sorry, Mr. T. You get out there and do it. That's what you call him, Mr. T.
I feel that she still
dig.
Sounds a little bit insufficiently humbled by Ice-T. He should really like fine her and fuck her up, I think.
And then he responds,
send that shit to TMZ. Homegirl went in on me for no fucking reason. And then he writes, WNTFW, wrong nigga to fuck with.
But really, he made one negative tweet about her, and then
that's it.
What's the consequences for her?
She looks stupid.
All those Ice-T fans are going to stop buying Amy Mann albums now? Like, really, what is it? Like, they're going to stop going to her shows?
I don't think it was a financial attack. I think he just made her look like a dumb bitch.
But not to her fans.
Well,
all
but
three
she,
of them.
But she,
I think he looked really dumb for overreacting.
Not me. Well, you because
you're a woman.
I don't think it's that she's a woman. I think it's that she hates rap.
Like, it's that
the bigger problem being that she hates black people.
If that was like Alex Skolnick bitching out, you know, Queen Latifah, you'd probably take Alex Skolnick's side.
Well, she would always take Alex Skolnick's
side. This is Noah Skolnick.
I want to hear some of Amy Mann's whack-ass music. What does that sound like? That's not it, man.
That's Ice Team.
She's also the band Till Tuesday, I think.
You know way too much about Amy Mann.
I know music, sir.
Wise Up, Save Me, Freeway. Let's see the most views.
Search for Till Tuesday, because that's, I think, what she had her biggest hit with.
Save Me has the most views.
That sounds like Risqué a little bit.
Yes.
85.
Voices Carry, that's the one. That was her hit.
That was her one hit.
Yeah. Oh, this is a live version, though.
They're all live.
I feel like, but my point is, not that I give a shit really that much, but why does she have to open her fucking mouth about it?
That's what Twitter's for people
spouting
stupid opinions.
But he, you know, the guy just, he does his thing, she does her thing. They're not related in any fucking way. Like, why
she
was
shit watching
on the
show, and that's what pops into her head. And
fuck
people tweet what pops into their head.
How many times have you put on Facebook your critiques of shows?
Yeah, but I'm not an artist, though. That
you are an artist.
If you consider her an artist at all.
Oh, this is an ad.
Like, if I had a real career in that, I wouldn't be sitting there dissing other people that have careers, you know?
Does she really feel what she has a career?
No, that's a good point. Maybe she is on my level a little bit.
It sounds like every step, every song.
She even sort of looks like Sting. But that's also sort of our gig. We talk about stuff. Like, her gig is to make music, you know?
Well, she's allowed to have opinions.
Yeah, I don't, like, whatever.
I don't think Ice-T acted irrationally because he was attacked in a public forum, so obviously he has to say something back. But I also don't think it's just whatever.
Like, that's what happens when you open your mouth. Like, the person can hear it.
Really, the bottom line.
He learned a lesson.
The bottom line here is that neither of these people should still be famous, and we shouldn't care about either of them. Like, neither of them should have followers on Twitter.
I like Ice-T.
When was the last time he put out a song that anybody gave a shit about?
A while ago, but he has a TV show.
But
do
you
watch
that show?
Does he even put out
a show?
Yeah, I watched
that. Body Count.
Body Count. I like Body Count.
But when was the last time they did anything?
They just put out a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah. Very
I thought you were all over music, man. What happened?
Music that matters.
Amy Mann matters, but Body Count doesn't matter.
Well, Amy Mann had a hit. I remember a hit. I don't remember her current stuff. I never heard
of
her.
Yeah, but Body
stuff.
Count is more.
Okay, Cop Killer. I remember Cop Killer.
Okay, there you go.
But since then, they
that's as many hits as she's had.
Yeah. Was Cop Killer even really a hit? It was known because of the controversy.
Well, it became a hit because of that.
The album was
going to go to number
100, I think.
Yeah.
I actually seen Body Count and Iron Maiden and Fear Factory.
Wow.
That was a little weird.
Body Count and Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
What a lineup.
Fuck on Mike Rock.
It was one of those when Bruce Dickinson was not part of it.
Run from the cops.
Where was that show?
The Academy, I think.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's not a very big venue.
96 or something like that.
First show I ever saw was at the Academy. Touching.
What else is going on in the world now? Now, what are you tweeting about?
Your phone.
I'm checking my emails.
Anything good in there?
No.
I thought you were tweeting that you hate when we talk about rappers.
No, I don't care.
None of those rappers went to the Berklee School of
out.
Music.
Yeah, what the fuck, man.
I don't think they did.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you're upset about it.
I'm not upset. I'm just not paying attention.
You only want musicians with documentation to prove their talent, diplomas of some sort.
No.
Ooh, it doesn't hurt, though.
I guess not.
There you
it
go.
Helps their theory knowledge and all
there
that.
There you go, see?
Noah misunderstood what producer means. She thinks she's supposed to produce tweets.
Okay. Oh, you shouldn't, dude. When you said that, her eyes bulked out of her head.
Really?
When you said it, yes, they did.
I'm just going to my ass to do that.
I produced 46 tweets today.
No, I didn't.
How many of them were about the Iron Sheik, though?
There was one retweet
Why
about the Iron Sheik.
Why did someone call me a pig? Oh, the Iron
talking
Sheik
about Lady Gaga, not you.
Oh.
Maybe, I don't know.
Started incorporating pig into my diet recently.
Oh yeah. How's that going?
What's his Delicious.
Name? What kind of pig?
A regular pig?
Isn't dating Jenny dating people? A pig that cleans your house?
Yeah. How's that going?
I went to her house the other day and she showed me a video of her.
No.
She was watching TV with him, but she was on her bed and he was sitting on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And this was videotaped?
She was on the bed with her iPhone, and she was taping him and asking him questions and stuff.
Can we get that tape, please?
Oh, I really don't want to see
it's
it.
It's really disturbing. It's really scary.
I don't want to see it. I want to play it on
is
the air.
Does he, like, have a mask on or anything? Or is he, like,
no, it's just
a
like...
A ball gag?
Just hanging out?
It just looks like a normal guy.
What kind of questions is she? Like, embarrassing stuff? Fucked up stuff?
Does he have a mop in his hand?
Oh, my God. Well, his hair kind of looked like a mop.
Oh, is it Kenny G's son?
No, it wasn't curly.
Okay. So what she
had? Because he just looked deranged. I don't know what she had. I was mortified.
Is this the cop guy or a different guy?
No, it's a different guy.
Jesus. We really need that tape. I gotta hear this. Do you like when people fart on you? Yes, ma'am.
Hey, but he takes her places. He gets her what she needs.
Uh-huh.
And he cleans her house.
You make it sound so lovely. It's really disgusting.
Yeah.
Enough of that. What about the bacon? What are you eating?
Oh. Really?
That's the important stuff.
Really?
You said you changed your diet. What are you eating?
Yeah, so I started eating bacon.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it great?
Delicious.
Yeah. I don't know how people
I had a bacon, egg, and cheese for breakfast today.
Mm-hmm. Bacon is pretty great.
The first time
but I feel bacon's only really good crispy. I don't, like if it's soggy.
I like
well,
it.
Of course. Yeah.
I like it soft. Oh, no, that's it.
Real?
Mm-hmm. I don't like it crispy. Ruins the consistency of what I'm eating. I feel like there's a plank of wood in there or something.
No way.
It's
delicious wood.
Yeah.
I don't like it like that woody.
I don't like it like still raw. I mean, I like cooked a little bit, but I like when it's...
I hate when I have to like
it's chewy.
Like pull. Yeah,
yeah, that's like, a little too much. But
yeah. Frank is really enjoying this conversation.
Frank's tweeting also. It's a tweet off.
Frank doesn't tweet.
No.
Frank Facebook status updates.
Maybe he's sexting. Are you sexting with someone, Frank?
Mostly always texting or writing an email. Yeah.
One of our chat room denizens said that you should take the sausage, stuff the sausage in your mouth, Noah.
Just in general.
All right. That sounds delicious. I'd love
Jenny
to walk around
it.
With a sausage constantly in my mouth.
Why not? Let Jenny tape it.
Let her tape it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. She likes videotaping things apparently. She can videotape that. And then she could ask you questions while you have sausage in your mouth.
Yum.
Okay.
And you could clean
and then
a room.
What?
You clean a room.
I'm not going to be her slave.
Take her out to a nice brunch.
I can't be her slave.
Just a minute ago, you were talking about how awesome it is. Oh, he cleans her room, buys her things.
No, I mean, like, she gets what she needs. That works for her. So.
Something's so wrong about that. I don't know.
I don't know, but I was thinking maybe I should go on Collar Me.
Oh, yeah? As a dom? You're going to be a dom?
Whatever. If I get people to clean my house,
yeah,
for nothing.
You got to, fart on them and stuff. Are you willing to do
that? Well, it depends what they're,
Well, you're going to find a guy who doesn't want to be farted on. Just
insulted. How does Mr. Noah feel about this?
Oh, he does not know this about this.
Well, he does now.
Yeah, he's listening to the show.
Only if he listens.
Listen, but here's the thing. And all that stuff eventually is something sexual, though. You know, like the guy wants to see you naked and all that.
No, but the guy that she showed me the video of, he just likes to please her, like, you know, with cleaning the house and calling her princess and all that. She said that there's nothing. Oh wait,
isn't this
sorry.
A different guy? Isn't this the cop?
There's what?
No, she has a few of them.
A few of them. Jesus Christ. Men with low self-esteem and disposable incomes.
Every one of them made a video.
Yeah, he knows what size popcorn Jenny likes.
Let me clean your floor, shorty.
Yeah, so everything in Jenny's home front is good, I guess.
Can you fart in my face?
He's actually one of Jenny's students. Kid.
Probably.
Yo, miss, can I fart in your face all day? I wish they had students from the Sudan.
Well, they're all indirectly from the Sudan.
They're all indirectly.
The students.
Again.
Oh, students. I thought you meant like those people.
No, those people being the students that we're talking about.
Right. I won't press you on
maybe
that.
Maybe somewhere from the Congo.
Is that even a real country anymore? I gave you a door to step out of that line.
Oh, no, that's not you're fun.
You're going to go forge ahead.
So I'll move on.
Okay, thank you.
Speaking of me, while we were in the supermarket, I was at the deli, and I got Hebrew National beef bologna. I've never tried this before. I'm a big fan of bologna, but I like Russian bologna. That's in like Russian delis, like a very specific bologna.
Isn't that Peter North's nickname? Russian bologna.
Very specific.
Is this Dr. Sky?
Anyway, so I got yeah. So I got the beef bologna, and I gotta say it's probably the most disgusting cold cut I've ever. It tastes like uncooked hot dog. Like, that's the taste of it.
Somebody in the chat room knows about the Russian bologna.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get that.
Dr. Sackle, that's right. Big fan of that.
So what are you going to do with the crappy bologna now?
Do you want it, Sid?
No, I do not want it.
It's still in the fridge.
Can we just put it on the top of the
fridge
and make it look
like hair?
I think
what I'm going to do is I'm going to get eggs, and I'm just going to cook it for breakfast. Because I think if it's cooked, it'll be fine.
What did it taste like?
It just tastes like uncooked hot dog.
Yeah. Are you supposed to?
Do you guys want to try it? Do you guys want to do like a live commentary about what it tastes like?
I do, yes. Let's bring, give me a sandwich. You have a bread?
You have a bread, too?
No, I wanted
unfiltered. Cheese and lettuce and tomato.
Okay.
Miracle Whip. Do you have Miracle Whip?
Like mustard.
Some horseradish.
You're not probably not supposed to eat it like plain, right?
Well, if you can have, cause some cold cuts are good enough to eat plain. A nice piece of ham.
Like some dressing on there. What do we got here? Does it look gross?
Did they give you a funny look when you asked for it? Like, oh, what the fuck is this knucklehead doing?
I don't know. No, he did not. But a bad sign was they did not have any out. Like, they had all the other meats out.
You had to sign for it?
No, they took that one out of the garbage can because it was expired because no one was buying it.
They thought you were American. They were like, it's fuck. There you go. Dr. Sky actually means pig penis. I don't know if you know.
It smells not good.
Well, now that Darren put his face all over it, I don't think I want to.
What's wrong with my face?
Where do we start?
It might be better than the bologna.
It's not disgusting. It just tastes like.
It's not. It's like boar's head bologna tastes way better than.
Yeah.
It tastes terrible, boar's head bologna.
It's not good. It's not good, but it's not like, I want to vomit.
I'm not eating the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll just have a salad.
Here, I'll do a live commentary of what I'm tasting. Gross.
Pig schween.
I feel like I've just swallowed a hot dog that I had.
Could you put it away because it smells really fucking bad?
I didn't smell anything. I put my nose right next to it.
I'm holding my breath.
Just put it on top of his head.
Sid just vomited in his beard like Rob.
Gross. It smells bad.
Wear one like a yarmulke, Sid.
No.
Come
on. A meat yummy.
I'm going to throw this out. I don't want anybody else.
Maybe Bruno wants it.
No.
Give it to Bruno.
No, he's not allowed to have that.
Isn't that ironic?
Just throw one in his face.
A yarmulke made out of pork?
No, he said it was beef bologna.
Oh, oh. Beef?
Oh, then it's legal.
the baloney show for.
Yeah. And you're full of it. Why not?
Baloney Shofars is actually a Hebrew porn series.
You can call us in the waning moments of our show.
No, that left a really nasty aftertaste.
Yes, it still tastes a little bit.
It's like I bit a tire or something.
Oh, all right. I could see that.
So we have a few minutes left.
646-929-1357.
Yeah, we had that one Trivium caller, too. Oh,
we have a 646 number.
Good, let's take it fast.
That means it's from here, right?
646, you're on the live cast. Who it is?
What's up, guys? It's Dino Cazares Eats Babies from the chat.
Oh, hello, Dino Cazares Eats Babies from the chat.
How you doing?
What's up?
What's going on? 646, that means you're in the area.
Yeah.
And you know what Dr. Skaya Kielbasa is.
Yeah, and I'm Russian, too.
Oh, shit.
Where are you from?
What part of New York?
You said Brighton.
Brighton.
On the block from where Rob used to live.
Wow.
Do you live by the boardwalk?
A couple blocks away, yeah.
Nice.
I wonder if we know this guy.
Are you the guy who talks shit about Rob, and then when you saw him in person, you were nice to him?
You know, we should ask him if he ever listened to our old radio show.
Hold on. Have you ever listened to our old radio show?
No, I haven't.
There you go. So what's up? So you just called
to get a free CD.
You're just calling for a free CD?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to know more about what it's like to be a metalhead on Brighton.
Not a lot of metalheads around, so that's why I listen to your show.
I know. Ever since I left, there's just one.
When we used to do our old show, all the callers were like from that one block.
You know? Jared, it sounds like you're dying.
Let me talk. I have a question for you, caller. How do you feel about Trivium?
They suck.
All right, good.
You want a Trivium CD for answering that question?
I'd rather have Nightwish than Trivium.
Oh, we have a taker for Nightwish.
Awesome.
Noah doesn't get that.
And you know what? Since you're in the neighborhood, sort of, Rob's going to hand deliver this to save on shipping.
Yeah, definitely.
Next time you visit your parents,
let's meet at Cafe Volma. All right, we'll have some kebabs. And I'll give you the CD.
The last 3 minutes of the show of our inside jokes.
Oh, yeah, just inside Brighton Beach for everything.
He didn't say yes or no. This guy might be getting dressed to go over there right now.
He's already there. He just knocked on the door.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you. I'm here already.
Cafe Volna. Rasputin.
Well, Rob, you got to be careful, because if you mail the CD from here, he's going to know where you live.
Oh, shit.
Wouldn't you rather meet him in his neighborhood?
Why don't you just meet on the beach?
He's going to send me his address. Oh, shut up. I'll just leave it outside of his doorstep. Is that cool?
Ring and run?
Yeah, it's just a ring and run. Just
leave a flaming bag of poo next to it.
Doesn't your dealer live in Brighton? Couldn't you just have your dealer drop it off? run him over here while you're on your way back.
We can do that. Are you still with us, Dino Cazares Eats Babies?
Yes, I am.
Of course you are. You want that free CD.
Hell yeah.
We got Dragon Force. Shut up. Dragon Force. We have a Motorhead live CD. Excuse me. Type of Negative Bloody Kisses, Nightwish, Evile. What else we got here? Pick one already. Enslaved.
Whoa, take that one. I thought he picked Nightwish.
Annotations of an Autopsy, Echoes of Eternity. What else we got here? Arch Enemy, Fu Manchu.
I'll take the Arch Enemy.
Oh, The Root of All Evil. You know this one?
Yep.
Shut up. All right. The Arch Enemy one is all yours. I'll even include some sunflower seeds in the package for you.
If he lives in Brighton, he's probably got plenty of those.
Are you a fan of sunflower seeds?
Of course.
Nice. Do you go for the small ones or like the Israeli ones, the legit ones?
No, I like the small ones.
Oh, that's you really don't like sunflower seeds. Like all the elitist hardcore sunflower fans.
What do you run a blabbermouth site for sunflower seeds?
Yeah, sunflower mouth.
Let's say your nickname in high school.
Flower mouth.
Flower mouth.
But yeah, so this Arch Enemy CD is yours. Are you a metal injection junkie? Is this your metal injection username?
No, my username is OOO.
Oh.
As in who?
I see.
Oh!
Kids got jokes.
So you should just send a message to Rob Injection, which is me, with your full name and address. And then I'll send you the Arch Enemy CD.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Visvidanya.
Look,
going in the lights.
Nice. Bye-bye, Baka.
All right.
He sounds annoyed to be on the phone with us, even though he's the one that called.
I don't get it. TV. He's just like, am I going to have to hang out with you? And he's been in the chat this whole time.
Well,
either that or he was like, oh, my God. I can't believe I'm on the phone with these guys. I have to try to be ultra cool.
Very nervous. Or maybe those are the only English words he knows. He didn't even know what he was saying. He just had a list and he read it like in order.
He went to Google Translate.
It just so happens that it got him a free CD. This random combination of words.
I like it. Well, that was cool. We had a fun time.
Didn't we?
We learned a lot. I don't know. I had a fun time. I don't know about you, Noah. Wait, let me check Noah's Twitter to see if she had a fun time.
Yeah, she doesn't speak anymore. She just tweets.
Tweet.
Oh, excuse me. I don't have the nerdy-ass Twitter language.
No, twat would be the past tense. I twatted.
Biggest waste of space ever. Fucking Twitter.
I twat about it.
Doesn't really take any space.
It does.
Smell those hard drive.
Between ears.
It's in the cloud, man.
Whatever their servers are, it's wasting. There could be a school for deaf children there or something.
And the Pope could finger bang all of them.
Oh, we never got to talk about that either.
Well, let's quick. We have like 2 minutes because we started a little late.
They're going to arrest the Pope, I heard.
Well, can you just? I'm not really. I haven't really been following. What's been going on with the Pope?
Well, the Pope. It came out that the Pope covered up for a bunch of pedophiles in Wisconsin. Like there's supposed to be some kind of.
Okay.
Church investigation into all these kids that got molested by one priest. Like one priest molested 200 kids, and
what?
The Pope, they're deaf kids. Deaf kids.
Oh man,
that's
like a deaf school. And the Pope, you know, the church was going to investigate, do their own investigation. The Pope covered up for it.
The priest's defense was though that he was like, right before I did, I was like, watch out, I'm about to fuck you, watch out, and they didn't react. So he thought that meant they were okay with it.
They were asking for it. They didn't
if you want them, it, I kept if you want it. This, say nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You want this?
So he got in trouble for covering up a bunch of pedophiles.
That's terrible.
But the thing is, like, when it's a priest or when it's a the Pope, you know, people are like, they defend him for some weird reason. Like, when you see one of, like, you know, that show, The Catch a Predator, or you always hear people like, oh, that guy's such a fucking scumbag, you know, or when it's someone in their community, oh, I never thought he'd be like this. They should put him away. I thought he was a nice guy, you know, I never knew anything about it. But when it's like a priest, they're like, oh, you know, oh, poor guy. Like, why are they harassing him? Like, people are so brainwashed by.
Wait, so is he gonna have to like
the whole infallibility?
Is he gonna have to register under like Megan's Law or whatever?
So, the Pope? I don't think the Pope actually
fingered going house to house.
I don't know.
He's not gonna go to jail.
I don't know if he is or not.
But if you're not convicted, then you don't have to deal with Megan's Law.
Oh.
But it's like 30 years ago that this happened or something. So like they're all like.
So he's still a pedophile.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, they, you know, the people in the church are saying, so much time passed, leave him alone, he's trying to deal with this.
So when you're on the subway and you see one of those deaf people trying to sell batteries, just assume that they got fucked by a priest.
Yeah. Well, basically, so many people have been fucked by priests that you could just assume anybody did.
No. Is that why you're Jewish? That's why she's Jewish.
Yeah. They banned pork.
I like pork.
That's what I heard.
Pork is pretty good. You know what I found out about Noah, though? She doesn't like turkey.
Really?
I don't like turkeys.
Why?
Not even on Thanksgiving?
No.
Why?
What do you eat on Thanksgiving?
I just think turkeys are gross. They just look gross. I can't eat them.
Even when they're cooked?
They're just a bird.
Yeah.
The fuck does a pig look
yeah.
like?
Yeah.
More delicious than a turkey?
No, it's so superficial. You won't even eat an animal that's not
I just,
cute.
And I don't like the way turkey tastes. I don't like it.
All right, that's reasonable. Don't tell me the turkey's ugly. Who the fuck cares?
It is ugly.
You don't fuck what it looks like. Cow is nothing to look at.
You need a fucking tuna fish.
Looks better than a turkey.
All right.
You ever suck a dick? What the fuck?
It looks better
pretty.
Than the turkey.
Not pretty either. Fucking alien.
Prettier than a turkey. I don't like turkeys.
I would never eat a pussy if it was going on looks.
That's your issue.
It's like fucking dried Slim Jim. It's a roast beef.
I don't know what kind of pussies you've been fucking or eating.
Yours is gorgeous, right?
Mine doesn't look like beef jerky.
It looks like you don't think pussies look like roast beef, sliced roast beef rolled up? Come on. Think about it.
I guess a little.
Okay.
But not beef jerky.
I know.
Beef jerky is dried.
I was exaggerating a little.
Well, Darren.
I get it.
The older ladies.
Yeah. Well, what you do with that is you pick off the scabs and let the pus run out. And then it gets wet.
Yeah, it's really after dark.
70 years after dark.
I like scabs.
That's just because you're a union breaker.
What? I don't get that.
Over her head.
Yeah. Just a bit.
Anyway. I guess that's our show.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
That was pretty fun. I had a good time today.
Yeah. So that was it. Thank you to our caller in Brighton Beach and the one who liked Trivium.
Yeah.
Thank you to Dave Mustaine
and Peter Steele for
Yeah, we should go out with that commercial again. We give them twice what they paid for.
Thank you, Bangs, for being a funny rapper.
Yes.
And what else?
You know, if you want to go somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. We can go, maybe, if I couldn't get off the road.
This is like the Kids of Whitney High. Have we ever played it on the show or anything
what?
By the Kids of Whitney High?
I don't know what that is.
It's I think it was on Ipecac Records, actually. They put out an album on Mike Patton's label. It's like the school for retarded kids, and they had like a music program. Somebody like donated a shitload of money. They had like a fancy studio and stuff, so the retarded kids put out albums.
Okay, here it is. Found it. Pretty Girls.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's loading. La da dee da 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 doo. Slow internet. Oh, here we go. A blind kid, an older guy, a retard, walking into a store.
Yeah.
Totally got that one.
Kind of catchy.
I just burped up with that flavor of peaceful. That's pretty gross.
Is there a song called Insects? Is that on there?
Yeah.
Play that one. That's sort of dark. That's a more evil, maniacal sounding song.
Really?
Yeah. The metalheads might like that one more.
Insects. What's it about?
It's about insects.
Yeah.
You better watch out or they'll get you.
That might have been a metaphor.
No.
So their introspective phase, like Rubber Soul. Special music from special kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking around this time.
Trouble. There's one more song that's pretty fantastic that we should play.
I like the first one better.
It's called Every Girl's My Girlfriend. If you could find that one, it's pretty fantastic. It's more poppy.
Okay, this picks up a little bit.
I just see them like walking into walls.
Do it enough times and you'll sound like this too. It's like Wesley Willis Jr.
I don't, can't find it.
Fair enough. But yeah.
Why don't you just
Kids
sing it?
Whitney High.
Sing it, Sid. What does it sound like?
So he just says every girl's my girlfriend a lot, and then he says names of different girls that are his girlfriend.
It's like I got hoes in different area codes.
Yeah, more or less.
Let's just play that. I'm just looking one last time. No, I still don't find it. No, you can find it online if you're listening.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Go out with a little
Peter Steele. Someone in the chat room said Peter Steele sounds a lot like Bill Schredstein. I think it's because they're both from the East Coast and they're both like very very macho men, so they have that same sort of accent.
Yeah, that's why.
All right, here it is. Peter Steele, the new commercial. All right. See you next week, everybody.
Hello there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard the news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest, and slapping bras around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection,